In August, Leone was passed over for promotion to lieutenant commander. He appealed, and the case made its way up to Napolitano's desk. As the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, she oversees the Coast Guard. Napolitano issued her decision May 23rd, upholding a November ruling on the case.
The military is what is affectionately known as an up-or-out system.
John Smith is Leone's civilian attorney.
If you don't get promoted, you will not be able to stay in the service in whatever capacity in most instances.
So the denial of his promotion could signal the beginning of the end for Leone's career. That's not to say the door is closed on him yet. He's up for another regularly scheduled promotion review in August, and Smith says they could also ask the Coast Guard board that handles military records to remove the negative reports from Leone's official file.
It's possible that he could get promoted. He's gotten two more officer evaluation reports since he was taken off the list, both of which are stellar. So there's a chance, but not much of one.
Leone was co-pilot of an H-60 helicopter en route from Astoria, Oregon to Sitka when it crashed. The Hilo was flying fast and low and off of its flight plan when it clipped some Coast Guard wires between the mainland and James Island and went into the water below. Three of the four people aboard died, and in late 2011, the Coast Guard filed charges against Leone. Those charges were ultimately dismissed, but the Coast Guard officially reprimanded Leone. They said he contributed to the accident by failing to question the pilot's sudden change of course. Leone and his team maintain there was nothing he could have done to prevent the accident and that he was operating within the normal bounds of his training. They blame the Coast Guard for not removing the wires across the channel, which were no longer in use and had been the source of accidents in the past.
I get so close to accomplishing the next goal, and then it just is pulled away.
That is Lance Leone. He has not flown since the accident and is now working a Coast Guard desk job in San Antonio, Texas. He says he plans to continue fighting for a promotion.
I was surprised, but I'm not totally disheartened by the fact that it happened. I believe everything happens for a reason, and I think I have to continue this path and follow through and make sure that the right thing does eventually happen.
Smith, the attorney, has stronger words about Leone's non-promotion.
This action is vindictive, nothing short of vindictive. I think that the Coast Guard leadership chose Lieutenant Leone as a scapegoat.
The Coast Guard says its actions are about standards, not scapegoats. Carlos Diaz is a spokesman for the Coast Guard based at headquarters in Washington, D.C.
This is an unfortunate situation. Nobody really wins, but again, the Coast Guard needs to be consistent with the with the review process and the way they keep their standards.
Diaz cited the Coast Guard's final report on the 2010 accident, the document that said Leone was partly at fault for the crash. He said the results of that report require the Coast Guard to take action.
People expect us to have high standards, especially in the aviation community, where, you know, it is a really unforgiving business. And unfortunately, in this case, we have seen what can happen, how dangerous can be.
Leone, meanwhile, says he's still hoping to advance to lieutenant commander, but that he's also starting to consider his options after the Coast Guard. If he's passed over again in August, Smith says Leone will have about a year left. And he says whatever happens, he believes his client will be okay.
Lieutenant Leone is going to succeed at whatever he does. He just hopes, and I hope for him, that it will be in the Coast Guard.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.